belt of truth. I think that many of you know the scripture where it's taken from. This is from a whole passage from Ephesians 6th chapter, and especially from 14th verse, which Apostle Paul is saying here. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. I think that it's good if we focus a little bit today and talk about the truth. What is the truth? Remember that question? It was asked by a Pilate. Once our Lord talked to him that he was revealing the truth. And I think that that question is right now asked by many, many people around. And if we all look at that question, usually we'll turn into the dictionary or scientific definition of the word. And I did the same. So it says, being in accord with a fact or with reality. And the example of that thing would be something which we can verify and we can make sure, yes, this is the truth. The truth is, in Sacramento right now, it's sun. Brother Comey, it's sunny out there. Can you see that over in the crack? See, there is the sun. We can see, this is truth. Nobody can deny that. Everybody is convinced. This is what presently we see, we verify. There is no doubt about it. And this is about the present. This is how about the future or the past? The past would be a little bit more difficult because we cannot really verify it because we were not living by then. So what we have to verify? We have confirmation by archaeologists. They discovered the whole bones of dinosaur. Well, the truth is, the dinosaurs were there. They dig it out, and we can verify. We can verify it by some books where we trust that they were written, and this is a true what some chronicles are passing on to us about what was happening in the history, and so on. But we have to believe that those things which were written in those books are true. We have some evidences which are confirming that whatever was written was true. One of my examples I like to bring you in here, I was watching the program that divers actually, they look closely about the coral rafts in the Red Sea. And they saw that the coral rock was actually taking the shape of the chariot wheel. Well, then we know that the pharaoh died in that area. Because what else would be in the middle of the sea with a chariot wheel? So these are proofs which presently, people very like very much to search if Bible is true, if the story which was told was true. About the future, well, we need faith. And we have some predictions, we have some things which people are saying is going to be happening. One of them could be, for example, the weather broadcast. Well, we are coming here and we are looking at the weather. Well, they were right. There was a huge snowstorm on the I-5. I-5 was closed and we were thinking, how can we drive here if it's going to be like that? Well, luckily, there was another snowstorm as we were actually about to pass, and they were not really right that it might be closed. So sometimes, you know, the weather is different. But there is, although the future takes more of the faith, to that, to believe what is going to be. What is opposite to truth? Well, the opposite to the truth is a lie. And we are all familiar with commandments. And ninth commandment is strictly says simply, do not lie. And that was the issue back then. It was issue even before then. It's issue right now in our days. Why don't we have this issue? Why don't we have truth? Why is it that we are coming to the store and asking, is that sausage fresh? Yes, it is. Is that bread fresh? Yes, it is. We try it, pushing up. It's not. Because they want to sell it. They didn't tell us the truth. Why is it like that, you know, we are giving it to the mechanic shop, our car, and the bill is ridiculously high, and we don't even see that they were taking off the wheels to change the brakes, and the brakes are still not changed. They want a profit. And not do the job. So where did it come from? I think we have to go back. And in John 8 chapter and 44, John 8 chapter and 44, we have an answer. And let's read it. John 8:44. He was a murderer from the beginning, and standeth not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks on his own, for he is a liar and the father of thereof. Who is it?
Say.
Father of lies. So, let's back up those words with another scripture, and let's go back where it came from. Genesis 3rd chapter and 4th verse. You shall not surely die. These were words which were spoken right at the beginning, right there in the Garden of Eden. You shall not surely die. Those few words was the first lie about death. Such a short sentence, which is right now ringing in people's minds and ears up to today. You shall not die. The truth about death was gone. It was a lie that they did not die, and it's still here. And the teachings about death, about immortal soul, which are completely not in accordance with the ransom. So, if it was like that, what is the penalty of sin? In Romans 6 chapter and 23rd verse, we read, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we remember and pay attention to Brother George's discourse, he already quoted one of the scriptures which I'm going to talk about. And this is coming from one of my favorite books of the wisest person which we have. Books in the Bible, and it's from Ecclesiastes 9 chapter and 10th verse. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in Sheol where thou goest. So what's happening after that? What is this? Exactly. Mr. Shaitan, you tell it out. It's nothing. People are dying. Because if we will think that there is something else after death, the whole ransom and whole teaching about an accordance of ransom wouldn't happen. Because what is a ransom? Ransom is the equal price. Life for life. If, then would be eternal torment and so on. The ransom wouldn't happen. So how it get in? By the same lie. You will not surely die. And I remember one of the conversation with one of my friends. He would like to realize that, he realized that we are not believing in the, like he believes, and he says, so what's happening after death? I said, nothing. We're dying. He said, no, that's not possible. People don't want to believe that because they don't want to die. And that lie of Satan, you will not surely die, is still there. Let's look at the biblical explanation of the truth. Let's look at the book of Psalms, 89 chapter and 14 verse. Psalm 89 and 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth goes before you. That's about God. And that He is loving kind, and His foundation of the throne is justice and righteousness, and truth is before Him. Whatever He said is truth. We always are saying about the truth that this and that brother is so many years in the truth. That sister is in truth this and that many years. Somebody got the truth. Somebody got to know the truth. We are passing on the truth. And as brethren said, we can lose the truth. This is not only the definition. Truth is fulfillment of our lives. The way we live it. We have to live by it. And truth will never change. Something which is true will last forever. We know that the plants are green. We will not change all of a sudden tomorrow to a different color and then a different color. Obviously we are not talking about the fall and how leaves are changing the color. Water is needed for life. This is the truth. You cannot live without the water. Truth is not changing, but truth has amazing power of changing us, changing people. And it stays same forever. The truth is showing us the beauty of the God's attributes. His wisdom, His justice, love, and His power. We have an example, living example, even between us. There's many brethren who we know were born in truth, but there are many brethren who came to the truth, who get to know the truth, and how it changed their lives. We can listen to those testimonies, how they changed their lifestyle completely, how they fixed their mistakes. What a powerful thing it is in the truth, which is changing them to the point where some people and scientists are shaking their heads. How it happened? Not really possible that the person can change that much, but that's the power of truth. They realize that this is something they want to live by and to die for. The truth is given to us by the Jesus to show God's grace. In John 1st chapter and 17 verse, we read, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. John 8:16. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I am the Father who sent me. It's given by the Lord. So, where can we find the truth? We're searching for truth. We'd like to find it somewhere. Word of God is that book with the true information. Some, I heard, were calling it old book and saying that we should find something new, something modern, something which we will confirm with our today's reality? Well, there are some examples. And those who live on this world for enough time, you can confirm that many times what people have to go through, so many scientific education, uncovering things. It's simply written in the Bible, including some example where Israel, in the law of the Lord, it was written that God said, I am God. You will not put waste in the middle of the camp. You will put it outside and bury it. And what happened? In the Middle Ages, there was the diseases. The whole city was wiped out. Yet, where Jews were living, they were healthy. And what happened? They were blamed for it. But they, what they did, they were just washing their hands. Whatever was written in the God's law so many years ago. And hey, right now, we came to conclusion we have to wash our hands in the 20th century. And they had it written so many thousands of years ago. The law of God is true. Bible survived. That the truth will survive. If you look at some older churches you can come across, you're coming in and the Bible was chained to the wall. Satan was trying to burn it, destroy it, make sure nobody will read it. It survived so many years. Because this is the light. And darkness hates light. Because light is revealing deeds of darkness. How do we fight darkness? If this is a little bit too dark in here, what do we do? Just turn more lights. If it's still not enough, what do you do? Bring more lights. You cannot bring darkness. This is how light will fight darkness. If we don't have light in our lives, this is really difficult. You know what's the scientific explanation of the shin bone, right? This is the bone to find the furniture in the dark. If we don't have light, we'll bounce to things. We'll trip over. Do you remember what was second to last leg? Darkness. So, then, what do you see in that? Nobody could do anything in the darkness. It was so dark, there was no way to do anything. And the only true light is needed to enlighten the world and fight the darkness. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. We need to read our Bible, the word, study and treasure those in our hearts. It is really important to keep it reading. And in Revelation 21, chapter and 5th verse, we read, and he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. The truth is written. You just need to find it and read it. John 6:32, we read, Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who was given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. That's the true bread. Brethren, this is very important to understand and study what we read. Because this is the truth. And truth, we have to get to know and grow by it. In 1 Peter 2:2, we read about the food for us, for Christians. Like a newborn babies, long for a pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
And the third verse, next verse, it says, if you have tasted the kindness of the God, that's the milk. We have to make sure that we'll say, no, yes, well, I heard that discourse, yes, my grandfather told me, my father told me, my mom told me, yes, I know that. We have to taste the word of God. We have to taste the truth. We have to make it our own. This is like that pure milk. Once we come to the world, the little babies, they don't want to eat. Well, first thing, well, actually, second thing is, you know, first thing we come to this world, we get in this lab so we know where we are. And then we are getting, our mothers are trying to encourage us to eat. First thing. And what's happening? The baby tasted it. Oh, that's something good. And then sometimes it's hard to get it out because the baby said, baby knows that this is something good. They tasted it. And that's what we have to do at the beginning with the God's word. We have to taste it. We have to taste the truth. It's good. No matter what we say about the lunch, how delicious was the cake, if we don't taste it, if we don't try it, we don't know. We have to make the truth our own. But this is not something which we should keep on going, because we have to grow. So the second thing is, we need to be developed more and more. We are growing up. In Hebrews 5:14, we read, but solid food is for mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. This is something which we have to learn after. After we have that baby food, we cannot stop on it. We have to keep going to discern good and evil and to have that solid food. Proverbs 23:23, another scripture from Solomon. Proverbs 23:23. Buy truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom and instructions and understanding. One doesn't say get truth. What he said, buy truth. And it's not only buy truth and do not sell it. But that's gonna cost you something. It's gonna be expensive. You pay for it. We have lots of expensive things in this world. We have very expensive cars. I saw some cars with a price mark of $1.5 million. We were watching the documentary about the filing recently. $16 million. Is it really valuing it? That expensive jewelry? And so on. There was a value in it for some people, but we know that this is not the true value. We have to buy the truth. So what it will cost us? What if I had no money? Well, we live in the blessed times where we can get Bible for free. Sometimes it's even in your hotel room. You open the drawer and there's a Bible. We can get a Bible for free. So what it costs us? Well, it costs us a lot. But more than the car, with the jewelry, everything. It will cost us our time. It will cost us our relationship. There's a brother in Australia who wrote an article how during the Second World War he got to know the truth. He was thrown out of the house during the bombardment, during the attack. There was no place for him anymore in the house. We were blessed to know that, to read that. It's a lot. That's how much truth is costing. Can you imagine how much he loved the truth? He was willing to get out. He was hearing the bombs. He was hearing everything. He didn't say it at all. There's lots of examples like that. Do not sell it. Once you bought it, it's expensive. Do not sell it. Do not trade it for anything. That's what Solomon said. And you have to be careful not to trade it in for anything else. We may be tempted with many things, wealth, maybe time, maybe quality of life, maybe travel, maybe many different things. Now, we must have to make sure that we will not sell it, because this is priceless. If we will put the truth, God, His word, His truth in the first place, we will have not only blessings in the future as promised, we will have a blessings even right now. We imagine even marriage of two people where both of them love the Lord, both of them are putting God in the first place, His law, His truth. It's going to be way easier to go to life. What's the reward? John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and truth will make you free. It's not only making us free once we finish our course. We abide with God's law. Like example with Israel nation, they were free from the disease. We go with according to the God's law, we are free from other things, like being addicted to drugs and everything else. We don't do those things because it's sinful. Because we know the truth. It's not a lie. Try it. It's gonna be good for you, you know? It's even legal right now. Come on. If it would be bad, it wouldn't be legal. That's the lie. That's not the truth. That's the lie ringing in our ears. But if we know the truth will make us free, even now. But there are other things which we should work on it to be free from. Are we really free from the fear about our daily living, families, our sickness, our daily bread? Are we depending to find the truth on what? Are we looking at it in the God's Word to find the really truth? Or we are dependent on information on our cell phones, computers, TV? Hey, it was on Google. Must be true. Well, there are some examples. I remember Brother Brasley showed one example. It was very disturbing about Jesus and the Lord on Google. That was not true. So where do we go to find the truth? You go to the source, to His Word. So what should we do with them? Cast all anxiety on Him. And we talked about the truth, about everything here, and we learn. We are finding the truth, we learn about it, and those who are learning, who are going to university and schools, what's happening after you go through the few months of learning? What's coming after that? Anybody? Test! That's what we should expect in our lives. And that we should, how we should look at those experiences. The Lord is checking us out. You know the scripture? Cast your anxiety on me, on Him. We will go through it. The good thing is that we have brethren, we have prayers, and you have to ask the Lord to help us out to go through it. But we have a promise, brethren. We have a promise that He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. We pray, our Father who is in heaven. This is our Father. He is taking care of us, and He is doing the best work what we can get. How do we do it? We have to find the truth in reading, and do not forget to keep it in our hearts on a daily basis. Let's read James 1:22-24. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. We are looking at the mirror of God's word. We are looking at those promises. Sunday, we have a beautiful study. We learned about this. We are uplifted. And comes Monday, Tuesday, and we have problems. We have this and that. Let's not forget what we saw in the mirror of the word of God. Of the word of God in the Bible. Finding the truth is very rewarding. It's like finding that light in the darkness. Going in the room really carefully, put the lights on. Yes! Now we know where we are. Now we know how to go around. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He is the truth. We come to the Father through him. Working hard, changing ourselves first, and showing to others our change. We have to practice the truth. We have to keep his commandments, because his commandments are not hard. We love him. If we love his commandments, our Lord gave us all the commandments in two. He calls them in the two commandments, love God and love thy neighbor. Ephesians 4:15 is saying, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth with love. When our Lord was present for the first time, his teachings were seen very differently. Some of them were impressed. They wanted to go after him. One word. They left the boat, everything, they went out after him. They were following him. Some were upset because their deeds were evil. They did not want to change. And if they would accept the light, they need to change. And some accepted his teachings. However, they liked it. They were really happy. But however, after a few days, few things happened in their life, they saw that truth, they traded in, and they came back to their lives. We, as students of the Bible, we have to make sure that we are his students in our hearts first, in all of our time, making truth our own. And we need the truth to live as he lived, and to do his work, as Jesus said to Nathanael, John 1:47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, behold, an Israelite I meet to whom there is no deceit. Brethren, the mixing truth and lies. This is the times we live in. And again, did I discover something new? No. It is written in Corinthians 11, chapter 14, verse. It says, no wonder, for even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light, showing evil as a good thing. Descending between good and evil is becoming harder and harder. That's why we need to learn and make sure that we learn the truth, and we keep it, buy it, and not sell it. Brethren, we getting the truth to become free, to have the ability to recognize good and evil, and have the ability to shine more and more. That's the reason. That's why we have to shine the truth outside, and to get more wise, more loving, more merciful. So the truth, his gospel, his words will be shining more and more until the darkness is completely gone. I would like to conclude with Psalm 117 in the first verse.
Psalm 117, 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all nations. Love him, all people. For his loving kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord.